Dying is easy, comedy is hard. That showbiz axiom, uttered perhaps first by stage actor Edmund Kean, gets tilted a bit when you're a writer for the annual Gridiron Show at Rogers Little Theater. The show is, as always, written by local journalists about newsmakers, and it seems comedy might just be a bit easier if you have a football scandal for inspiration.
Jessica, call Captain Lance King of the Arkansas State Police. Nobody else. He'll know what to do. And you were never here.
That infamous motorcycle mishap last spring gets plenty of attention in the 2012 Gridiron, but there's more. Fayetteville's mayoral race, the summer brouhaha over Chick-fil-A sandwiches, and other news items get at least one joke each. And there is a presidential election, of course. Catherine Sherrills has been working with the local Gridiron for years. She says a big national election isn't always the comedy blessing you might think.
The only problem is that we have problems with every presidential election being the same. We have a different vehicle, but it seems we had a big discussion this year about we can't end again with none of the above.
Some of the writers have been conjuring up material for the Gridiron long enough to recall writing skits about the construction of Walton Arts Center. Others, like Joel Walsh, a reporter with the Northwest Arkansas Times, are contributing for the first time.
I did a couple skits, one on...
It's protocol. You don't tell us which ones you wrote.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah.
That way the newsmakers don't come after you.
No, this is my first year, right?
The writing is generally a team effort, and that procedure is especially handy when something blatantly appropriate for send-up happens after most of the writing is over and the rehearsals have begun.
There's a couple spots where we just said, insert whatever gaffe happened the week before, because you're always going to have that, especially in a presidential election. But other things were more set in stone that had happened several months ago. But we definitely leave room to improvise, and it has kind of evolved over the past several weeks.
So there could be jokes involving an empty chair on the stage, or an evil-eyed state official being hauled in front of a legislative committee against her will, or a surreptitiously filmed presidential candidate. All events that happened well after the formal writing sessions. Ray Miner, a journalism instructor at the University of Arkansas with newspaper reporting and editing experience, says writing the skits can be a type of professional catharsis.
I mean, you work at a paper or you work at a news outlet, you've kind of got to pull your punches a little bit. You can't go out there and blast away at one side or the other. Now, I'm not kind of hindered by that anymore. I can pretty much say whatever I want. And, you know, it's just my classes and my students that I have to work with. I don't have readers calling me. I don't have higher-up editors calling me. I can pretty much do what I want to do and have fun with it.
Money raised by the show is directed toward scholarship efforts of the local branch of the American Association of University Women and the Rogers Little Theater Building Fund. Many of the figures the writers poke fun at will be in the audience, and there are legends that some public figures have voiced disappointment they weren't lampooned or mentioned on stage. But rest assured, the big targets will be included. Ray Miner, one of the writers, says no subject is too obvious for inclusion.
We take all the low-hanging fruit we can grab. If we're going to write something, it doesn't matter whether it's obvious or not. If it's out there, it's in Northwest Arkansas. If it got coverage, we're going to be all over it. And I think we've got a good wide representation of the stories that have happened in the past year there in the show.
Writers admit that they want to stuff each Gridiron show full of newsmakers and events that the audience will remember. Last week's or last month's gaffe is a bit more likely to be included than last December's. So public figures who would rather not have their exploits recounted in next year's Gridiron, take this advice from Charlie Allison, longtime Gridiron writer, about when to commit your embarrassing faux pas.
Do it October 8th.
That would be the day after this year's Gridiron closes. The 2012 Northwest Arkansas Gridiron Show is Friday and Saturday, October 5th and 6th at the Rogers Little Theater. You can learn more at nwagridiron.com. This year's cast of local journalists, reporters, editors, and journalism students again includes our own Antoinette Grajeda.